Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A couple weeks ago, I talked about the fact that Northwest and specifically Oregon had been down the last 3 years after a really cool stretch. Talanoa Hufanga, Justin Herbert, Brady Breeze, Elijah Molden, Samori Torrey, Tegan Quatoriano, a bunch of players made it to the NFL. And then we just hit this lull. And it does seem as though things are picking back up. And the next three classes have a chance to be really special. Timely topic, because joining me right now is Prep Red Zone's Jordan Johnson, who just did a breakdown of the top prospects in the Northwest over the next 3 years combined. So taking a look at three classes and trying to rank them combined, who are the best 25 prospects in on offense and defense in 2025, 2026, and 2027. Jordan, I think I explained that properly. How you doing, man?
Good, brother. How are you?
I'm okay. That's a mouthful, is trying to figure out the top 25 prospects or whatever on offense and defense for 2025, 2026, and 2027 combined. First of all, when you're putting a list together of multiple classes and looking at the best players, how do you try to balance, and this is something I've struggled with in rankings, how do you balance proven commodity versus projectable player? Because there are a couple players in Oregon that are really young that I think have a chance to be high-level four-star guys. And then there are more proven guys like a Baron Naoni, who already has Pac-12 offers, who maybe doesn't have quite the same ceiling.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can't. I mean, so when you're projecting out on a 27, I mean, some, very few have varsity experience. These guys do, obviously, because they're ranked at the top of the charts already. That being said, there isn't an exact science. I mean, this could be wrong. This freshman that is 6'8", 290 pounds, that's ranked one of the top 10 kids in the state. Who knows how that pans out? He's 14 years old. But what's interesting about it is, projection wise, as you know, a lot of these guys a few years ago, when we projected out on them, they're in a very similar, they're number one, two, and three, kind of like we projected out. So we have an idea, but that's what makes the 25, 26s and 27s interesting to do together, is because you don't know. And you do your best to put together a list, the top 35 on O, top 35 on D, based on who's going to project highest collegiately. That list you rattled off earlier in the program, there are some dudes on both sides here who could be those Sunday guys. So that's what makes it even more interesting.
Let's start at number one. This is the top 35 players, the next three classes in Oregon and Washington combined. At number one, it's Westland corner Josiah Molden, already multiple offers. The son of Alex Molden, who was a first-round pick the brother of Elijah Molden, a Tennessee Titan, versatile defensive back. Josiah Molden was an all-state caliber performer as a freshman. What's the ceiling on him? Is he athletically potentially a five-star guy? It feels like measurables matter so much when you're talking five-star corner. You almost have to be 6'1", 6'2", and run a laser 4.3 or a laser 4.41 as a high school kid. Could he be a five-star guy, or is he going to be that high four-star who's just really, really good right away in college?
Yeah, for the reasons you just referenced, he might not be. That being said, I think he's going to be as good or better than his brother. He's 6 foot, 175 pounds. He's just a very, very special, unique type of player on every level. And we know how good Elijah, his brother, is and was. So I think he is just in a completely different category. There is one other kid that you're going to bring up in a second who I think is similar. And I think Josiah, that's where – we start talking about these Sunday guys. And once again, he's a freshman, so who knows what happens. But projection wise, he could be, spend a decade in the league.
At number two, Zadrius Rainey Sali, the Bethel, Washington linebacker, 6'3", 220. He's in 2025, so he's in this upcoming class. Offers from a bunch of schools, Alabama, Washington, Oregon, Florida State, UCLA. I think he's the top defensive prospect probably in 2025 in the Northwest, and he might be the number one prospect overall in the Northwest. He's a special player, and he's going to be a guy that a lot of schools are going to go after. Even after he commits somewhere, teams are going to try to pull him away. Feels like a tone setter in the middle of a defense in a way that the Northwest doesn't often produce. I know Braden Platt's come out here in the last year, and that's a special player, but I think Rainey Sali is right up there with Braden Platt as the best linebacker prospect to come out of the Northwest in a couple of years.
Yeah, I really like him. I think he is the best prospect in Washington. And, the Alabama and some of the other offers, I think, speak to his game. He's freaky. He's different. You can't really compare anybody with him, at least in the Northwest. So, it says something about Josiah Molden when we've got him ahead of Zadrius. And, Bethel isn't exactly a Washington power as it relates to football, and he makes them pretty good, one dude. So, he's gonna go wherever he wants, and then he will be probably another Sunday guy.
It's funny because if a corner does their job, you maybe don't see him. Like, Josiah Molden has games where they just don't throw his way, and that's it. It's like, oh, okay, he shadowed that guy and did a nice job. And that's the job of a corner. That's a job well done. Rainey Sali is the exact opposite. If you're going to watch a prospect and you go, I just want to watch a guy go be disruptive, what does an elite prospect look like? Go watch him play. Because he's probably going to have 10 to 15 tackles, a sack or two, and three or four tackles for loss. That's every week. He averaged 11 tackles a game, 11 tackles a game, and had double-digit sacks and tackles for loss. Every week, this dude was in the backfield disrupting plays, and if you did get a play off where you got past the line of scrimmage, he was often the thumper who hit the ball carrier. Rainey Sali looks different on a football field, and again, if you're looking for that, I just want to go see what good prospect looks like that's going to be good on a Friday night. It's worth going to a Bethel game this year.
Yeah, at Western Oregon, the Northwest Showcase last year, as well as anybody that he was, when you're talking about looking at somebody, he was the breakout player, or not even breakout, but he was the dude among 1,200 athletes, or one of the few. And he represented not just with his film, but on the camp circuit as well.
Now this dude has scary potential, and he's raw. But at number three, Camby's Jock Brockmeyer, 6'6", 225 pounds. He's a 2027 kid, a defensive end outside linebacker. By the way, he's also very good in basketball and very good in baseball, so God only knows where he's going to end up playing and what he's going to end up doing. But Brock Miller, honestly, some of the comps you get on that kid early are All-American caliber stuff. He's got a ceiling like very few prospects in Oregon have had in the last few years.
Yeah, I think one of the big reasons to do a list like this is because of a kid like him. Like 6'6", 225, 14, 15 years old, whatever. You're all conference as a freshman in everything. You're one of the best baseball players on the West Coast. And football-wise, you have Colt Lyerla-type comparisons without all the other issues, and you're 6'6", 225. Imagine when you grow into your body, added some additional size, not that you would need it, but, I mean, the freakiness that could come out of somebody like that. He's in Canby, Oregon, just a super good kid, got a really good coach in Jimmy Joyce, and I think it's going to be really fun, and that's why I love these lists, because of being able to put him at three, and we'll see how that works out. I mean, maybe it doesn't, but I would bet a lot it does when it comes to Jack Brockmiller.
He could end up being, like, as a senior, he could be 6'6", 260, and have
Ben cut
on the edge.
Yeah,
and just cut. Like, it's scary what he could be. That's crazy. Number four, F.A. Siale, 6'4", 245-pound defensive end out of O'Day. He's a 2026. I've just heard about him since he was in the seventh grade. So I was going to say he's a 2025. He's got to be close to being a senior now. 12 offers, Florida State, Miami, Washington, Oregon, Utah, a bunch. A really versatile defensive lineman and an exciting player coming out of Washington.
Yeah, well, just to combo it with F.A. Siale and his teammate, number five, David Schwerzel, we might as well talk about them together because, I mean, they're both lining up opposite one another on the defensive front, both sophomores last year, 26s, like you said. So O'Day, if you go look at their line, both on offense and defense, they're going 6'4", 280 across the board in high school with super athletic kids. And, you know, not all, but numerous D1 offers among them. And Schwerzel has Michigan and a bunch of the schools that you mentioned with F.A. Siale as well. So you're talking about an O'Day team that has the potential. As you know, if you got a line, you can write your own ticket a lot of times. They got a shot to be one of the best in the nation up there if they put it all together.
There's a whole bunch of Washington kids now. There's a section of five or six, but I want to jump down as a last guy to get into. In fact, I think the next 10 names, I think, are all Washington kids. Washington traditionally has, you know, they have, what, three times the population, so they tend to have two, three times the prospects. At 14 and 15, back-to-back Oregon kids, Mana Tuioti, who's just a monster, 5'11", 220. Again, we talk about disruptive forces. That dude is just disruptive. I don't know, you know, he's, again, 5'11 as a linebacker. I don't know if he's going to be a four-star prospect. He's 2025. But if you're looking for a disruptive player that just makes plays, offers from Arizona State, Washington, Cal, Boise State, I could see him going to Boise State and just being an all-conference defender for multiple years. He's just good. He's just, his brother goes to Oregon. His dad's coaches at Oregon. He's just a really good football player. And then at number 15, Noah Tischendorf, the 2026 defensive end from Lake Ridge, Oregon 6A player of the year candidate next season, had 9 sacks as a sophomore in the Three Rivers League. That's ridiculous. Those two players maybe don't have the best measurables, but I love the motor on both those guys.
Yeah, with Mana Tuioti, 5'11", 210, 220, whatever is in there. But, you know, Arizona State, UCLA, Cal, all those schools said, look, this kid's so good, we don't care about the size. And then you look at Tatum, his brother, who went off last year as a freshman. I mean, unbelievable. True freshman, yeah. And what a good kid. Like, they have a special football dynamic with their dad being a coach and everything else. But, I mean, that Mana should absolutely just dominate that whole South Central League this coming year. Not that, you know, that's a big statement or anything, but
this is a good point, and I don't mean to interrupt you. It is a big thing. It is a big thing to dominate, and I know you know this, and that's why I'm not arguing with you. You know what I'm about to say. There are so many parents, there are so many people who will argue, my kid is a D1 player, my kid's a Power 5 player, and you go, great, what does he play? He's a linebacker. Okay, cool. How many tackles does he get every week? I don't know, a couple. Oh, he was an honorable mention all-league guy? Great, not interested. If you're a real dude in a smaller conference, go dominate. Go dominate and really beat kids up. I mean, hurt kids. Make it look bad. And I don't literally mean hurt kids, but throw kids around. If you're an offensive lineman, toss kids 5 yards in the air. I mean, dominate people. And Tuioti does. And I think, like you said, it, when you hear it on paper, like he dominates his league play for whatever that's worth, it's worth a lot to me. because there are so many people who argue their kid is a dude, and then you go watch him and you're like, yeah, he had a couple splash plays, and then I forgot he was on the field in the second and third quarter. You won't do that with Tuioti. You're going to hear and just hear him. You could close your eyes and hear him. Who hit that kid? What was that sound? Those pads popping? That's a Tuioti hit. And that's how you know he's different. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you, but just a minor tangent that does matter. It really matters. I know it matters to you. It matters to me a ton. If you're in a bad league, go dominate that league.
Yeah, I mean, you and I have talked about this numerous times before, so I hear you. But Noah Tischendorf, right after him, 56 tackles, 20 tackles for loss, 9 sacks as a sophomore, 6'3", 240 pounds. Watch him run the football as a running back. He could rush for 1,700 yards and 30 TDs next year. It's kind of a weird sight because he's going to project on D, but then you see him, you know, as a fluid running back. He's on the same team as Ansu Sano, so it's kind of like, okay, how do you work that one out? Split carries or whatever, but I mean, I think he's obviously going to be a defensive guy. That being said, I mean, he's just such a good overall athlete. Noah Tischendorf, like, he would be probably my player of the year favorite next year, as Lake Ridge should once again be good.
And here's the thing. Oh, you're in the trap again. Here's the other thing. You know what's better than being really dominant in a not very good league? Being really dominant in the best league in Oregon. And that's what Noah Tischendorf did as a sophomore in Oregon. When they moved him to running back, he was a mauler for them and was part of the reason that Lake Ridge team was impressive late in the season. And then, oh yeah, by the way, as a defensive end, almost had double-digit sacks. And I think if you include playoffs, he did have double-digit sacks. If you give him credit for half sacks. Stick around for the second segment, Jordan. Let's talk offense. We've talked all the defensive prospects. Yep. Stick around and we'll talk some offensive prospects. Jordan Johnson of Prep Red Zone next on Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Talking to Jordan Johnson of Prep Red Zone. In the last segment, we went over the top prospects in the state of Oregon and Washington on defense in a combined list of the classes of 2025, 2026, and 2027. He did the top 35 on offense and defense for those three classes in Oregon and Washington. It's time for the offense. Jordan, who do you have at number one as the top offensive prospect in the next three classes in Oregon and Washington?
So it's Washington heavy once again for the reasons we talked about. But T'Andre Waverly, one. I'm just going to give you the top three. T'Andre Waverly, one, out of Kemiak. Demetri Manning, two, out of Bellevue. And Noah Flores, number three, out of GK, Graham Kapowson, all Washington.
Doesn't surprise me. T'Andre Waverly is really interesting because he's a good sprinter in the state of Washington.
Yeah.
He's an actual sprinting, like 100-meter. I don't know if he's a champion, but he's very good. And he's 6'4", 230 pounds. That dog will hunt in college football. If you're 6'4", 230, and you're a bona fide high school sprinter, you're pretty good. He's racked up almost 20 offers. Auburn, Florida State, Miami, Michigan, Nebraska, Ole Miss, Oregon. What's funny about him, and we talked about the opposite with your number one player on defense, Josiah Molden is a lot of savvy, and not that T'Andre Waverly's not, but Josiah Molden maybe doesn't have those measurables that just blow you away. He's just a technician, and the more you watch him, the more you appreciate him. T'Andre Waverly's going to be the opposite in the sense that he is such an athletic freak that he almost, even if he were to struggle, and I don't think he will, even if he were to struggle in college football, he's almost guaranteed to have a shot in the NFL because 6'4", 230 is a 17-year-old who can sprint, generally finds a way athletically to get paid to play sports.
Yeah, I mean, 20 offers and running. Like if you can run and you're that size, I mean, and you're obviously all of his talents and this and that, I mean, you're going to have numerous options. So, I mean, that's a, you know, kind of a no-brainer. That being said, just as a side note, Cody Green, who probably would have been my overall number one, he is now, as you know, at Mater Dei, who just left Eastside Catholic. He's a 26, you know, 6'6", 280. So, no, he's no longer in the state of Washington, for whatever that's worth. He's now down there at Mater Dei.
He was our guest on last week's show. Good timing. He named Oregon his leader. It's early, but he has Oregon as his lead. Yes, Cody Green would have been number one on this list. He's one of the top offensive linemen in the country already, and he's headed to Mater Dei where he will start as a tackle for Mater Dei, I would assume, as a junior. At number two, Demetri Manning. Demetri Manning's a really interesting one because early, he's 6'7", 340. I think he's lost a little bit of weight from that listed weight on 24/7, but he was kind of a plotter early. He was a little bit sloppy. And as he's refined his body and as he's worked, he looks a lot better. And I think there's a place where he settles in as a 310, 300-pound tackle. And he's a monster. And he's got offers from Arizona State, Miami, Florida, Florida State, Oregon, Oregon State, Tennessee, Washington. What do you like about Demetri Manning? I think he's more of a right tackle, but I think he could be a really good right tackle.
I mean, if you watch what he did this past year, Bellevue winning the state title and what he did on the camp circuit, he's another one that, like you said, if he's 6'7", 310 and moving the way he could 30 pounds less, I mean, he could be number one. That body type, you don't just – that's what you look for these days. You want 6'7", 310. So he has a chance to be – you know, him and Cody Green both have a chance to be, you know, once again, decade in the NFL type guys. So very deserving of number two, just a winner and obviously a big kid.
Noah Flores, another tight end. I don't know what the Northwest is doing, but we are just churning out tight ends. Teguin Quatoriano, Luke Musgrave, T'Andre Waverly, Noah Flores, you know, Baron Naoni potentially, although he could play defense. Joey Olson. We are just churning out tight ends. But Noah Flores, next in line in the Northwest as a tight end. Really like him. A bunch of offers. He's pretty high on Oregon State, and we'll see if that ends up happening, but also has offers from Arizona, Penn State, Tennessee, and Washington.
Yeah, and Michigan and a few others. And I think, I mean, if Oregon State gets him, I mean, that's huge because Noah Flores is probably rising faster than both T'Andre and Demetri Manning right now. He's added five offers in the last, you know, month or two, and he's just he's really good. I mean, like I didn't realize how good Noah Flores was, and once again, you think, okay, there can only be so many tight ends, yet this dude is another one. And if he can stay healthy, which he's managed to do, had a really good year, he's gonna put up some ridiculous numbers.
Who do you have at number four?
So one of the fastest rising prospects in all of all the West Coast, if not nationally, Zach Stoskowski, who is my number one recruit in Oregon now for 2025, 6'6", 270, Central Catholic kid, added five offers in the last month. You know, UCLA, Arizona State, a host of other P5 schools. So it's I'm really excited for this kid. I think he's deserving. And Coach Pine was right. He told you that first. And I mean, we listened, and he's turned out to be correct about Zach.
Yeah, Zach Stiskowski is an unbelievable football player. I wish that Dimitri Manning could somehow take off 20 pounds of his bad weight and give it to Zach as 20 pounds of good weight, and then they'd both rise up with another 10 offers, I think. There's still some projection in the body with Dimitri Manning. You want him to lose weight. With Zach Stiskowski, you want him to gain 20, 25 good pounds. He's still a little light, but we've kind of seen this guy, and it's a weird comp in some ways, but Colton Miller went to the NFL out of UCLA, and that was the thing. He's like, he's kind of too skinny. He hasn't gained weight, and then through his college career, he gained weight, and he's still a little light, and now he's a very good tackle in the NFL, and I think Zach Stiskowski could end up being very much like that. I think Zach has a chance to be a big-time 25, 30-offer guy, and, you know, it doesn't take that long to look back and look at a guy like Fox Crater and see a player that, and not the same player, but a similar trajectory, where he was kind of a three-star guy, and then he committed to Oregon, and everybody went, look out, he's going to rise. And then Texas came in, and Oklahoma came in, and Miami offered. I think we could see a similar thing with Zach, where as he progresses, as he gains weight, as he puts together senior film, suddenly we're talking about a guy who's maybe invited a late invite to the All-American Bowl and has, you know, 5-10 more offers than we anticipated, even from what we project from September, October. Number five.
Yeah, so just so you know, the remainder of the list is going to be a lot of Washington kids, and I am excited about 11 through 18, which are all Oregon kids, just – and
why don't we give five and then give me the rundown on 11, 18, and then we'll get you out of here.
So Asa Thompson is five.
Yeah, I like
kid out of he's nasty. Kid out of Eastlake. He's only a sophomore. He's a 26. He's got Oregon State, a host of other big time. You know, he's got seven offers, something like that right now.
He's a player, man.
Yeah, he's a skill kid that could go ball in Florida or Cali and be one of the best, you know, anywhere. He's just really, really good.
He's the most electric offensive weapon in the Northwest right now, I think.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. Yep. Yeah. Put him in space and it's fun to watch. He's going to Eastside Catholic returns everyone, and that's what Cody Green leaving, you know, that's a little bit unfortunate. But I did want to mention number seven, Willie Washer, 6'3", 290. Out of Bellevue. He'll be with Dimitri Manning on that Bellevue line, and he's got USC and Miami offers now as a center, 6'3", 290. Willie Washer is a kid to watch out for at Bellevue. So number nine, Peyton Evelyn, I wanted to mention him, the freshman out of Redmond. I kind of segued. We've talked about him numerous times, 6'8", 290-pound 14-year-old. Watch the film. Who cares what I say? Go look at the film for yourself. It really looks good. Incredibly impressive for a 14-year-old, how fluid he is. And I mean, what could be? This is once again another projection thing. Yep, at number nine,
he still lets guys get into his chest. He's so big that he kind of leans on people. Some the footwork needs to come together, but he's not a plotter. And so he's probably going to get more coordinated. He's definitely going to get stronger. And if someone works with him on his hands and how to use his hands a little better, he's got a chance to be kind of similar to what we're talking about now with Dimitri Manning, where he's so big and moves so well that, you know, 20, 25 teams take a shot on him.
Yeah, I mean, with 6'8", 290, it's a fun thing to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, but the last group, Baron Naoni, 10 from Westland, Jake Normile, 11, Westland, Jack Foley, maybe the fastest rising recruit in all of Oregon, out of Mountain View, and Ben. So those are three kids, very noteworthy, especially with the off seasons, you know, that they've been having. So I think, Cody Signer, the kid out of Crane, Oregon, 6'7", 230 pounds, 1A football school, state rodeo champ. I mean,
yeah, that's the combo we need.
Yeah, yeah. So
Luke Musgrave took the cake with that because he was football, skiing, lacrosse, and basketball, I think. But I don't know if we've ever had a rodeo football state champ. I like that combo.
Dude, what a beast.
I play football and I ride bulls. Yeah, buddy.
He's an all-state basketball player, to combo that. So
oh, we're having him on the show. We've got to have him on the show.
Yeah. Talk about calf roping or something.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Landon Kelsey, right receiver out of Central Catholic, and also Austin Simmons, the tight end out of West Albany, both 6'4", 6'5", got a handful of offers. Both Jack Foley and Austin Simmons have been offered by Washington State. So all those kids right there have Pac-12 or mid-major type offers, and those are all Oregon guys, so all noteworthy.
Jack Foley is the 2025 that scares me the most. Because I feel like if I rank him 7, I could look really, really stupid in a couple years. And if I rank him 1, I think he could get there because he's such a good athlete at 6'4", 200 pounds. He has a 40-inch vert. Like, he's the athleticism is there. He hasn't competed at the highest level because he's out in Bend and he doesn't get he doesn't get that same thing day in, day out in the TRL. But that being said, he scares me because I think he could make me look really stupid. Like, if I don't hype him up enough, people are going to be like, how are you not on this kid? Because he's an athletic freak and he's really got a chance to be special. Jordan, I will link to this list. I'll put an article on Scorebook Live and I will link to this list. Where can people, if they want to find it tonight, where can they find your work and where can they find this article?
Yeah, prepredzone.com. Oregon and Washington is what I handle, recruiting wise. So, I do appreciate you as always.
All right, man. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right, brother. Yes, sir. Late.
Big weekend for USC. We will touch on that next on Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.